Captain's Log, 11th Erastus, 4722. Another captain, and friend, has been lost to a storm. As much as I want to grieve, I have to remind myself that this is the life we have chosen. The storms are a bane and our salvation in one. A divine reminder that our goddess is a fickle one. Ships crash ashore and captains go down with their ships. May the best of us return to sail upon the great beyond. Can you just imagine the plunder? I am reminded of the Gasping Gipper. The Gipper was renowned in its heyday. It was crewed by Gamayan pirates, and it was the terror of all Chalaxian colonizer and wannabe conquerors. But of all the battles and combat and adventure the Gipper had seen, it was a freak storm that finally took her and her captain, the fierce and fabulous Captain Pacolli Woodbeak. She was so named because of her beautifully carved and decorated wooden prosthetic beak of ships sailing against a great wave. Legend has it that after the Gipper and Woodbeak successfully emancipated a Chalaxian ship, they were returning home to Rumplink. That's where they encountered the storm, a whirling monstrosity unmatched in speed and ferocity. Thankfully, the Gipper and crew were only a few miles out, and most of the crew survived by abandoning ship and swimming to shore. But not Woodbeak. No, Woodbeak stayed with her ship as any good captain would. She died that day, never abandoning the Gipper. As a matter of fact, last time I was in Rumplink, I went and visited the remains of the old caravel. She washed up ashore along the southern coast of Goldcrop Island. Folk all believe it to be haunted. I don't know about that, though. Nothing bothered me. Well, I suppose I have to go and fill out paperwork and inform the family of the lost ship. Besmar, watch over me. Captain Tessa Fairwind, Hurricane Queen.
Right, welcome back, everybody. As usual, I am your GM, Jason, and with me, as always, we have the crew.
I.
Hello.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy, yeah. Or is it, oh boy, for our buddy Roden?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, let's just skip small talk and get to this.
As last time, when we, the last episode, our quick recap, the party made their way up to the captain's quarters. They found Malar Khan waiting for them. Malar Khan says that he will give them the information that they seek and that they want, so long as he can get bested in a duel. Well, we all know who likes to duel, because this is not the first time that our hyena friend decided to participate in some kind of combative tournament.
Let's call it a scrap.
A scrap, yeah. We'll call it a scrap. Well, Roden agrees. They stashed their weapons down in a locker, but somehow, some way, Malar Khan had a weapon hidden up on the crow's nest and pulled that dagger out on Roden. Roden, a couple bad rolls on his end, coupled with a couple really good rolls on my end, now finds himself at dying one, having gone down with a critical strike, down a dying two, but saving on his recovery check, bringing him back up. Well, Syl had a brilliant idea to tempt, or to, how do I want to say here?
Parlay.
To parlay with Mr. Khan, Captain Khan, by threatening to destroy the map that he wants so badly. And that works until Procta decided to let it not work. We now find ourselves in the midst of combat, about halfway through round five, with a recovery check, and also a pivotal recovery check for Roden.
Okay.
Have at it, Haas.
Yeah, here comes a death save. Keep in mind, you can critically fail these. You can lose two more by getting a critical failure.
Yeah, you could find yourself at dying three.
So here comes my flat check here, DC of 11.
You do have your hero point, right? Just in case.
Oh yeah, I think.
Wait, hold on.
Did you not spend it?
I did not spend it last episode, no.
Did you spend it on the episode before? No, you didn't. You didn't.
I believe he's one of the few still holding on to him.
Yeah, I think you were the last one, because I think almost everybody spent theirs. All right, you still have one in the bank, sir.
Oh, I think I'm just going to go ahead and stabilize myself with that hero point.
That was a fail. That would take you down to dying too.
Let's cut the malarkey. Rizark, you notice my breathing becomes regular again, and you can get back into the combat. You guys are going to have to haul my enormous corpse down from the crow's nest, but it's going to have to be after you win the fight. Ganbare, everyone.
All right, so we will remove that dying condition from Roden, just dropping him to unconscious with a wounded one. Now, Rizark does have healing plaster on the way, so he could potentially battle medicine you. Do you have battle medicine?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I was hoping we were out of combat long enough to get a normal medicine, but that was not in the cards.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Roden, solid turn, spending your hero point to stabilize yourself. Malar Khan gets to go this time, though. And he will... Unfortunately, the weapons crate is right there. So I think that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to make his way over to that weapons crate. And spend one move action to get right there. So he moves around the ladder going up to the crow's nest, finding himself adjacent to... right there. Adjacent to Wanjik. We'll target Wanjik and attempt to stab at him. And miss. Well, then he will spend an interact action to open that chest and hopefully next turn can get his spike chain. All right, Rizark, you're up, buddy.
Whew. All right. So up in this crow's nest, I've been doing a lot of thinking between sessions here. What is the topography below and to the sides of this crow's nest? Are we looking building it directly below it for, like,
correct,
15 feet? Okay, so there's no water directly.
No. Directly below the crow's nest is where your party is.
Or achievable in a jumpable fashion.
Yeah, you could definitely jump down onto the platform, the rooftop where the rest of your party is. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You might take some falling damage doing that, but you could.
Yeah, I was hoping there was water that we were over.
That moat.
I had a thought there, but that's fine. Yeah, if that moat was corresponding, but that's fine. Rodan's not bleeding. I got this mud. Takes 10 minutes to heal myself, so that's not going to happen. How high up am I?
From where?
From the deck below.
You are about 20 feet up.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll just kind of snake my head and arm down through the ladder, staying up here. And I'm just going to cast Electric Arc on Malankar and his buddies.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You sniping. Are.
I'm a spellcaster. Mm-hmm. I can't see them because of line of sight with being in this tower. So I can't target them?
Oh, no, you don't need to worry about that. Because it's just a reflex save. All right. Malar Khan. First. That's a success. And the one right next to Malar Khan. That's going to be a failure for full damage on that other one.
Oh, roll good on my d4.
All right, so Malarkhan. Yeah, he'll take half.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
The Gamayan pirate will take full damage. And he is down.
Nice.
So the Gamayan pirate in between Syl and Wanjik is down for the count.
And then with my final action, I'll just kind of shout down at Wanjik to get him. You got this. And cast Guidance. Because I don't believe I have on Wanjik yet.
No, you haven't. I think the only one that has guidance immunity are Syl and Rodan.
Yeah, that's what my notes say, but...
Nice. All right.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
All right, Syl. All
right. Syl, holding this map still, is going to faint by, flashing it at this guy's face. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Jackie Chan style. Yeah. Nice.
That's deception, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Against their will DC, which is lower now because of Procta's frightened.
That's a 16 DC.
Well, it's still lowered.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And that is a success.
Awesome. And nice. Then in the same motion with the other hand, grabbing my sword from Procta and stabbing at this guy for my third action. Oop, target him. Oh, I didn't put flat-footed on, but...
But that's still a hit.
Awesome.
So you can roll, enable the flat-footed with your damage.
There we go.
Heck yeah, 12 damage.
Stab him in the gut.
Wow. Roden's running in his sleep, and he's like, good job, son.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Malarkhan is not looking good right now. Procta.
Okay, well, I am going to... target Malarkhan and just daze him.
Nice.
Okay. And he will make a will DC.
Mm-hmm.
And critical failure.
Critically
failed.
All right. We love it.
So because he critically fails, he's also going to be stunned one. The double damage.
Nice.
Oh, the dice like us more this session, thankfully.
You're avenging me.
All right. Malarkhan falls down, but dazes non-lethal damage.
Perfect.
So he falls unconscious.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And well, you got one more action, Procta.
I got one more action, so I am going to put... or cast Evil Eye on that other Gamayan pirate. So casting Evil Eye on that Gamayan pirate. So another...
Oh, critical success.
Yeah, nothing happens to him.
So nothing happens.
All right, and that's my turn.
Wanjik, you're up.
Oh, no,
the Gamayan pirate goes.
Yeah.
The Gamayan pirate is just like... seeing his captain go down... seeing his buddy get completely fried and electrocuted, there's like a Thanksgiving turkey roast in between Wanjik and Syl. He throws down his dagger. It's like, all right, I surrender. Juan, it's your turn.
All right, so Juan is going to listen to him, and be fine. He's surrendering, so Juan will put away his weapons as well and look over at Syl and just make sure that the map is still safe, and is a bit concerned about his guys up top. So he will go over here. Oops, sorry. He will move over by the ladder to basically just block it from the Gamayan pirate in case they were trying to climb up.
Okay.
And more or less kind of eye, like, okay, run, get out of here.
Okay.
Oh, couldn't you try to, like, bind him or something?
If he lets me. I mean, yeah, if he lets me bind him up.
I mean, he's surrendering, but he's...
Yeah,
sense...
like...
Just to make sure he doesn't call for more help.
Is anybody going to take any aggressive action? Otherwise, we can drop out of... the combat tracker.
I'm prepared to accept his surrender.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Sounds good. We will drop out of combat then. You have a dead Gamayan and an unconscious Malarkhan and a Gamayan who has surrendered.
Well, I can tie up these two if you guys want.
Mm-hmm.
Or Juan, is this a specialty of yours, perhaps? You want to do the honors?
Oh, yeah. Okay, he can do, like, this nice, like, very ornate style.
Knot work. His
wrists.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, some special kind of knot work. Yeah.
Special kind of knot work. It's very beautiful.
In that case, I'll go ahead and raid this weapons box.
Alright, yeah, so you just see that Malarkhan he dropped a dagger when he fell unconscious. There is a magical dagger inside the chest, as well as a spike chain.
Sweet. I use daggers. Juan, do you use daggers or you prefer your sword?
I believe the sword is technically better.
It's more damage, higher damage die. Yeah.
And it's a plus one rapier as well.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, yeah, so this is a plus one dagger and a regular spike chain.
Hey, Rizark, how's our patient doing?
All right. Good news, bad news. He's saying this just down through the hole. Good news is he's alive. Bad news is that burp really fucked him up. I can maybe carry him down, or I can just heal him here. You good down there for like 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah. Juan's right, having fun.
Cool. Yeah. Throw the corpse over towards the front gate to send a message in case anybody returns. I'm going to patch him up. And yeah, Brizzer will go about lending medical aid to Rodan.
All right. And are you waking up Malarkhan?
After he's sexually bound. I mean, very sexually bound. I mean, he's just bound.
Securely bound.
Securely.
That's it. Securely bound.
Secure.
To the mast.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Let's wait till Rodan and Rizik are, you know, feeling better before we wake this guy
Wait till
up.
After my bedtime, yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
All right, so you're going to make a heal check real quick on Rodan.
Yeah. Kind of taking a deep breath, knowing how well this went last time.
Could kill me.
I'm going to cast Guidance on myself.
Okay, yeah, you can...
And then I'll go about making this, you know, patching him up.
Make it better.
I don't think you could kill me. I think you got this.
Hey,
good thing you got Guidance on yourself.
Woo! Yeah, so that'll be regular success, I believe.
Yep. And that's a DC 15.
All right, 17. Ooh, look at me. Oh, 14 heals on a 2d8. That's choice.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, wake up. We got him.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
He came down. Yeah, it was bad. If you want to join the others, I'm just going to take a breather. And Rizik's going to take a few minutes to, if Rodan leaves, he's going to wait for Rodan to leave to smear mud in his own very demeaning wound for a dragon.
Hmm. All right.
And try and heal himself.
Yeah, Rodan will head on down and he'll just, you know, he'll be like, holding onto the ladder really tight. Like, this did not help his, like, burgeoning fear of heights one bit. To have his first near-death experience be, you know, 30 feet off the ground. So he heads down the ladder, just holding it really white-knuckle tight in his rock hands.
Yeah, you got to think about this, too, because this is, like, a tiered thing. So the first floor is the one you went in. Then you went on to the second floor, so that's another 10 feet. Then you went to the captain's quarters, which was another 10 feet. Then you went up to the roof, which was another 10 feet. And then you went 20 feet up to the crow's nest. So you're what? 60 feet?
60.
Feet high up in the air?
See, that's really scaring me, gang. I think I might have to switch to valley stance.
Just really those peaks and valleys, man.
We thought we were gone there for a bit, Roden.
Yeah, I was chasing a bunch of rabbits around a field. It's beautiful for a minute there.
We'll find more rabbits for you, buddy.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you kindly. What should we do with this here, miscreant? And he sort of taps Malarkon with his little toesy.
I think we're just about ready to wake him up, see if he's got anything to say. What do you say? Do you want the honors? It's only right after what you went through.
I would slap him awake, but and he holds up his hands made of rocks. And he's like, I can't do very good slapping right now, so I'll let you have the honors, honestly. Besides that, I really didn't earn it this time. He just sort of steamrolled right over me and left me up there.
Oh, no, buddy. I mean, taking a hit's an important part of this team.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
I know that one jig can give pretty good slappings from what I've heard.
From what you've heard, huh?
Oh, believe me, we do not want to go there with me. And then you see, like, the little tentacles move.
Oh, wow.
Well, I am free to give experience whenever you'd like.
A little demonstration right now. Slap this guy.
Well, little Clulu just, like, throws you some ink. Just, like, scaring you away.
He's
like,
going to grab some of that ink, lube up his hands.
Get out of here.
And give this big bird a smack on his butt.
Malarkon shakes himself awake. He's like, I see that I find myself in the most precarious of positions now. Okay, I guess you won fair and square. Well, maybe not so fair and square, but you won. You got me.
We didn't win fair and square so much as you lost fair and square.
Oh, yeah, you're a clever one. All right, God, I guess the deal's a deal, right? Deal's a deal, right? Okay, let's see. I had the other half of the map. One of my crew brought it to me. I didn't get a whole chance to ask what happened, but something about what's his name? That little one that's scared and stayed down there. Anyway, I had it, but I lost it. You see, I was exploring this old ship called the Gasping Gipper. And it's beached up on the shore here, not too far. The whole expedition went topsy-turvy, to be quite honest. We didn't account for the rumors of there being undead haunting the ship to actually be true. Lost some good recruits out there, we did, but we also lost a half of the map. Quite literally, it walked away from me, believe it or not.
The map walked away from you?
It quite literally walked away, sweetheart.
Did it grow legs, or did it just put it on its corners and then just moved?
Yeah, it was like this, this like fungus sprouted some legs and it walked off. But, we did find what we came for, though. And that's the Sapphire Scale.
Care to elaborate?
You see, the Sapphire Scale is actually... That's the key. That's what you need. You need the Sapphire Scale to join the two maps together once you found the two halves.
How did you come across that knowledge, dear Malarkon?
Well, you see, At the time I had the keystone, and you're gonna have to talk to the one who wanted me to find it. It's this scallywag by the name of Squoton Malardi. Used to be my first mate, and he's the one who stole it. On our way back from the Gipa, we were slogging through the writhing swamp. This nasty bog to the southeast of here. Terrible place. Wouldn't recommend it. 0 out of 10, would not recommend. And then Malardi actually made off with the scale, that cad. If I ever see that trader in Rump Lake again, I'll string him by the crow's nest, I will. I swear. Anyway, you're getting me started here. Anyway, no doubt, he went and stole that gem as soon as we could. Only folks around those parts, though, is Jacopo. Those Galtagoris. No, the ones that live in the giant mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They maybe saw him because that's the direction he headed.
Okay.
So you're saying you don't have a map for us or a keystone?
I'm saying I had the map and I had the keystone.
But right now, scale. What do you have for us?
I don't have anything for you.
I mean, I do reckon over here we got this here bone chain.
Yeah.
Saw. Maybe it's bone saw. I'm not sure.
Bone saw.
Who's ready?
Sure, we'll find something down in your quarters. You can just stay here.
I'm going to try one more thing just for flavor. Like, Practic grabs little Clulu and just puts it right next to, like, Malarkan's face, and She's gonna try to intimidate him, which I don't know how easy it will be since he's already bound and stuff. And yeah. Just tell him, like, you see my little friend here. He is very fond of the innards of Gamayan. Is there anything else that you can tell us that we don't know yet?
That's all I know. That's all I know.
All right. Little Glulu, like, passes a little tentacle on the beak, just leaving some ink, and then just goes back into Practice neck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we got some raiding to do, I think, before we head out.
Yeah.
Yep. And, I'll go ahead and we can expedite that particular part, because, the only thing that's really of any note in his quarters, beyond just like he's a big reader, but you do find that he kept a private journal. As you flip through the journal, ooh, Cynthia, you caught me with that yawn.
Was that me? Sorry.
No. I saw you yawn, which made me yawn.
Sorry.
No, In the private journal, you notice that there's it mostly just details a number of his exploits and some of his future schemes that he was looking at. You found it under his pillow.
Hmm. So cute.
I know.
He's into manifesting dreams, I see. He's read The Secret.
During this.
Or maybe not, because he lost everything he had.
Yeah, including this journal.
Just didn't want it enough, is what they'd say.
Yeah.
During this time, has Rizark managed to try and heal himself? Has 10 minutes?
Oh, passed? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. While he's doing it, he is berating the world for the foolishness of mortals to strike someone such as he. He is in an angry mood. So that's a 21 on that medicine check, which should do it.
That'll do it.
Cool. Nice. I heal up for 8. I'll take it.
Nice.
And yeah, once he heals, he will make his way down to the deck and kind of turn to whoever's still floating around, wherever Melankar is.
Yeah.
You guys get what we're deserved, what's owed from this one?
Hardly.
Well, hell, you're looking hale and hearty. We're going to go and fight Squoton Malardi.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, next thing you're going to tell me, we're going to go fucking play in the bog. That's just what we need today.
All right, so we're done with him. Okay. I just got a final couple words that I'd like to share with Malon Kar, the unfaithful.
Malar Khan.
Malar Khan. It won't matter for long. You guys good with him?
What?
All right.
What are you planning to do there?
I hope you're all right with being eaten there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to just kill guys.
There's this thing. I am a pirate. I've served under Tessa herself. The code isn't something you fuck with. So, while I may not have a ship to drag him behind, I do have tooth and claw. So, this is the end. And yeah, Rizark will definitely just execute Malon Kar. He's not happy with this man.
Roden walks away whistling.
Oh, yikes. So, being good aligned is very disturbed by this, but also motivated by self-preservation is not going to get in the way here.
I'm too young to see all this.
Let's go see if we can find you some good soup, buddy.
So yeah, Rizark will dispatch Malon Kar and leave him laying unceremoniously wherever he is and follow the group.
Okay.
Yikes.
Leaving one Gamayan pirate completely terrified out of his mind.
Don't fuck with us.
He looks good, all tied up. And...
Yeah, you're going to deposit him on the bed on our way out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Practa's going to inquire, like ask Rizark some questions about the pirate code and make notes out of that.
Yeah, we can talk.
So let's I'm assuming you're going back to the inn?
Yeah.
Let's get some rest. Yeah.
On the way, can we ask DeMarty if he knows anything about fungus that walks away? He knows plants, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now, fungi are not plants, as we all know.
We all do know, yeah. Yeah.
Very important. Important distinction. One that truly matters, I think.
Do I know anything about fungus that walks? I grow mushrooms.
So good question.
I was just pulling that up. So yeah, give me some checks here. You could be either nature, or if you have some like a fungus lore or something like that.
I don't believe I have any interesting lores.
Mycelium lore.
Well, that would be cool. I should feed into that for sure. I'm not seeing lores. I could just be foolish. Oh no, I don't got it. We're good. I will give you a nature. Do you want this blind?
Yes.
There you are.
Alright, Rizark. What you know is that this sounds... From what you gather about the map just up and walking away, this does sound like something you've heard of in the past. This sounds like a scroll mold.
Scroll mold. Scroll mold. It's part of the reason why I don't deal with papers. Hard to keep track of. You get mold on a compass, it's moldy. You get mold on paper and it walks away. We can find it. It's out there somewhere, I guess.
I've been to many libraries and this is the first time I hear of this. What else do you know?
Where are we going to look for it?
Yeah, you would know that this is a relatively common creature in these parts of the world, this part of Galarian, that it's not so much that you have to worry about paper cuts and being hit by them, it's more the fact that they are fairly proficient casters. Though they are quite... they're easy to handle. They're level zero creatures. But they are proficient casters. They can cast, all kinds of spells. Hmm.
Oh,
yeah, so now our spell is, or our magic map is probably a spell slinger. Cool. Next, you're going to tell me we got to go to the Gasping Gipper to get it.
Why is that bad?
Yeah, about that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This day just gets better. I need a bite to eat. And he'll, as he's kind of head down, he'll hand one chick three small sapphires worth three gold pieces because Rodin didn't die.
And he will definitely grab those, pop them in the pocket that has all the paint.
Love it.
Satisfying,
okay.
Squelch.
All right, so let's, before we wrap it up and call it an episode here, let us head back to the tavern. And we had a couple things we wanted to quick take care of here. So I know mechanically we were going to decide on what you want to do with those monster parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, I just want to do, from a role-playing perspective, let's do a quick check-in with the characters. Just everything that's happened here. So think about it. Like the last 2 days, everything that's happened. You've met with the prince. So last 3 days, you met with the prince and the royal family. You were given this quest and you accepted it. You get tangled up with some priests over at the temple. You met one of the headmistresses at the university. You participated in the Glitter Fest, some more than others. Then you got beat up by a bunch of goons. You met this explorer. You met this crazy inventor. And then on top of that, also a renowned martial artist on the island. And then you had this whole thing that happened within the Iron Eel's hideout, capped off by your druid who executed somebody right in front of you. So let's check in and see what's going on, how the characters are doing. Let me start with Wanjek.
Sure. So Wan's generally unfazed. He's had a good time with this group. He is just enjoying. He's here for the ride. He understands what their goal is and everything like that, and he wants to help his new friends. And he wants to meet more friends. So generally, he's in the same place he was when he was met. He's happy-go-lucky. He's definitely thinking a little bit more about the princess and just generally the attractiveness and his fondness for all of these new characters that they've met. He's a little sad that, if that's what you want to describe it, he's disappointed more so that the latest fatality of the Gamayan pirate there, Strongbird. What did he call him? Yellow-bellied Big Bird.
That's right. Yeah.
He's disappointed that such a good-looking Gamayan pirate had to be taken care of, but he's generally unfazed by it. He's ready for the next thing. He's got his pockets full of paint. He's kind of emptying them out. pouring the paint into different little vials so that he's got those ready to go at any point in time later on.
Nice.
And cleaning up. And yeah, he's ready. He's ready for what's next with his band of friends.
All right. What about Rizurk? How's Rizurk handling all this that's going on?
So Rizurk's in a strange headspace where if like a cam were to kind of zoom in on him, he'd be sitting in the darkest corner of this place, just kind of staring into a cup, almost oozing like the toxicity that runs through his veins. He is just in a foul mood. These thugs came after them as if they didn't know who he was, even though he's not really anybody. He has a pretty bloated ego. And then they had the gall to make him believe. So he's pretty frustrated about all that, but as he sits there, he'll slowly start pulling out the small little trinkets that he's discovered. The gems, the fishing kit, the healer's kit, that kind of stuff. And his mood is definitely increased when he realizes that he has exponentially increased his worth in the past couple of days. And that kind of suits him. So yeah, he's frustrated with the fact pirates thought they could fuck with him, but otherwise he's happy about the fact he's making money, which is something that hasn't been easily accessible for a time.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I like that. What about Procta?
Procta is interested in everything that's been going on. She thinks that the plot's thickening. She's learning a lot of new things. She's very fascinated by her companions, and she was particularly interested in, like, Rizurk's last action, that he went for it. He didn't really think twice about sparing Malarkand's life, and she's very fascinated and enthralled by that, because she enjoys seeing people's natures. And so, of course, she has that side of her, you know, that mystery, that little darkness, that clueless side of things. And she also saw that from her companions, how Seal uses their bluffing for their advantage. And she thought that Rodan was invincible, but he actually almost died. So she's seen several facets of all of them so far, and she is so interested in to see what happens next.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, Syl, how are they feeling?
Yeah, Syl was, you know, excited for a change of pace originally. Good excuse to get away from their usual hangouts. And they're, you know, they're enjoying this company and pretty excited that everyone seems really good at keeping Syl from getting hurt. However, they are not liking seeing this killing up close and personal. So getting a little unsure about how bloodthirsty this group is that they've fallen in with. But right now, definitely just sitting, you know, in their own corner, probably the opposite side of Rizurk, kind of giving them, you know, side eye as they inspect these cool cards. The body parts of a monster, not a monster, but a soulbound cards, and thinking about the cool applications of cards that can cut people up. So,
nice.
Yeah.
And lastly, Mr. Rodan.
Lastly, but not leastly, what a ghastly beastly. Poor Rodan. You know, he's engaged now in the most difficult wrestling match of his life, which is he's wrestling with the concept of mortality. He's taken the life of a poor Gamayan he didn't mean to take a life from. Rizurk has, of course, pointedly reminded him of this fact, I think, every episode of this podcast thus far. Thank you. He himself kind of started staring down the Rainbow Bridge, started chasing a frisbee down the Rainbow Bridge himself. So he's thinking, he's kind of grappling with how heavy all this is. And he's kind of worried that he's gotten into something maybe over his head, even though he is 7'1", that he's punched, that he's somehow punching, you know, above his weight class. So he's starting to get a little bit apprehensive. He's a little bit frightened. He's a little bit shaky. He's a little Scooby-Doo right now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, anything else before you all call it a night? I know, do we want to decide on what you want to do with those monster parts?
So let's see, what was it?
We have 5 gold pieces worth of either slashing or piercing damage, but I don't remember what we got that from. That might have just been on someone's body.
Yeah, that was on somebody's body. Yeah.
And then we have unspoken for 6 that we kind of said we were going to use for perception from the soulbound cards, and 4 more for perception from something else. So we all together have 10 towards perception. If I forget, did we want that on, was that Juan or Rodan? I don't remember.
I think I have the lowest perception. Okay. Juan's usually, we want Juan to be at the start of combat generally.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So that's important too.
I have a plus +5 in perception.
Yeah, I think I'm our big percepty boy.
Oh, are
at
you
this
the
point.
One? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, wisdom based. So yeah, I'm at a plus +6, so it's not huge. I'm not worried about it as an item for myself though. It'd probably see more use on someone else.
Where's my perception? Yeah, also plus +5. So yeah, I mean, if we want it, whoever.
Yeah, let's make one chick some cool like leather bat goggles.
Yeah.
You know.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Sounds good.
Alright. Yeah, so that'd be 10 gold pieces worth of monster parts that you're gonna invest into a perception item for Wanjik. And it doesn't give you any bonuses now. You will get your bonus once you get it up to level 3.
Gotcha.
But we will add that to your character sheet.
And by getting it up to level 3, it's all through collecting more monster parts, correct?
And adding more parts to it, yes.
Very nice. And then Syl still has the stealth cloak.
Yeah, stealth cloak.
Yep.
Awesome. And I took a little, just those two cards, just for flavor.
Sentimental reasons.
Yeah.
And you got those weapon parts.
Yeah, we've got...
From that one Gamayan that they were carrying it.
Yeah. So that'd be either Syl or Juan eventually, right? Slashing, piercing is just those two.
Yeah. Unless Rodan wanted to go into like punching daggers and stuff. But I don't think that's Rodan.
I'm afraid not, to be sure.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, as the night is about to wrap up and everybody's laying their heads down. Right before everybody goes to lay their heads down, I should say. While everybody's making these monster parts, and before you're breaking to go to your separate beds, the Marty's sitting there like, oh boy. Got pretty hairy there, you know, Mr. Roden. But, if we're going to go to the Gasping Gipper, it's going to be kind of a haul. We're going to... It's through some pretty thick brush, and it'll probably take you about three to four hours to get there, and equally as tough as getting to what was the other place they wanted to go, the Writhing Swamp. Yeah, it's a 6.5 dozen. They're both about the same kind of trek. I mean, they're at different parts. One you're going more east and south, and the other one you're going more south than east, but. They'll both take you, so it's really up to you where you want to go next.
Any particular takes from the group?
Rizark seems to have the most experience directly.
Yeah. Well, we'll need to go to both. The swamp sucks. I've spent a lot of time in swamps. It's not my favorite. The local monoculture is just not that friendly in general. The Gipper's kind of off limits for most of us scavenger types due to the living undead. But yeah, that's about all I really know about them at this, right now.
Man, in truth, I've been kind of dealing with some, well, let's say it this way. My robes have been stained with tug ink and my hands have been stained with dark deeds. And I'd like to maybe kind of do something unequivocally good for the world and maybe rid us of a little bit of undead. I could really use with a little bit of a palate cleanser.
I am perfectly okay with that. In fact, that sounds amusing.
All right. Well, how about... before we call it here, how about we... get some recall knowledge checks about the Gasping Gipper here.
Yes.
So, sailing, pirating, history, anything like that.
Ocean,
yeah, ocean would work. Otherwise, just society if you don't have any of those kinds of things. All right. Oh boy. Okay. Well, Mr. Rizurk, that's another critical success for you. Rizurk, what you do know is that at one point in time, the Gasping Gipper was crewed by a bunch of Gamayans, but there was a freak storm that basically made it so it crashed just a few miles. It beached itself off the coast of Goldcrop Island. So it's rumored to be haunted, but you have no way of determining whether those stories are true or not, because it's kind of just a legend at this point. It could be haunted, but it might not be.
As much as Rizurk loves to scavenge a shipwreck, he's not necessarily here about ghosts. He's not looking forward to that, but that's all right.
How long ago was it wrecked?
Yeah, you're not sure. Okay. It's a while ago, like a couple decades ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds pretty entertaining and quite a challenge.
Yep, we'll need to get some rest. Maybe pool our resources and pick up some extra healing. Just in case.
But, yeah, sounds like a good idea.
I think I'm going to go get some rest. And Rizurk will get up and leave the bar.
All right. And as we call it a night for the crew, who knows what'll happen once they meet the Gasping Gipper. Is it actually going to be haunted or not?
Ghosts?
But we'll find out next time. But until then, may the party never end.
May the party never end.
Pathfinder is property of Paizo Incorporated. The Jewel of the Indigo Isles Adventure Path is property of Battlezoo and Roll for Combat, copyright 2022. The theme music is used with permission, written and performed by Wunches and Rogues. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facebook. All trademarks are property of their respective owners.